Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Mem Aleph, the last daf of Perek HaShochet before we begin Bez Hashem Elu Treifos tomorrow. We are holding on daf Mem Amid Beis, we're about 6 lines from the end of the page, right after the parentheses, Rav Nachman, Rav Avraham, and Bar Yitzchak. We're in the middle of the sugya of Eino Adam Oser Dover She'eino Shelo, and yesterday we learned the shita that sometimes yes, Adam Oser Dover She'eino Shelo, as long as you do a Maisa. So today we're going to learn those, that's Rav Huna. Today we're going to learn those shitos that say no, that in person can never ask a davar she'eino shelo, and we're going to ask from 3 different places. We're going to have 3 different kashas where it seems to be, 3 different maramakomos where it seems to be that a person can ask a davar she'eino shelo, and we're going to have to answer for each of those places. Then the Gemara is going to make a distinction between a Yisrael on the one hand and a either Goy or Yisrael Mumar on the other hand, with regard to being Oser Dover She'eino Shelo. And once we're on that discussion, we're also going to discuss at what point a person becomes a Mumar, when his status changes from a regular Yisrael to a Mumar with regard to the Halachas of Ein Adam Oser Dover She'eino Shelo. Then on the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about certain places that you're not allowed to shecht into, that you're not supposed to let the dam drip into on account of Maris Ha'ayin, that not that you're doing anything fundamentally wrong, but that it's a violation of Maris Ha'ayin. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas what the Mishnah means when it says that you're allowed to shecht into a hole in your own bayis. If on the other hand, the Mishnah also says you're never allowed to shecht into a hole, so we're going to have a machlokas what exactly the Mishnah means by that. Then we're going to have another Mishnah on Amud Beis, in the middle of Amud Beis, that discusses when you shecht a chulin animal, but say that you're doing it l'shem karban, but this animal's not a karban, it never was a karban, it's not hukdash l'shem, but you're saying you're doing it l'shem karban. If that's if that's going to be a problem, mishum maris ha'ayin or not, so it's going to depend on the issue of what type of karban you are saying it is l'shem. If it's l'shem, a kind of karban that you can actually bring b'neder b'nedava, so you can actually be declaring it as kadosh, then it's going to be an issue of maris ha'ayin. But if it's something that's only baba chova, it's not going to be an issue of maris ha'ayin, and that's the last discussion in the parak. So let's begin on daf mem amud beis. So again, 6 lines on the bottom page. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amri. A person does not have the ability to aser that which does not belong to him. You can only aser things that belong to you. And apparently they're saying, even al yidei maisa, even if you do it with some sort of maisa. So the Gemara is going to have 3 challenges. Number one, meisvei. Hashochet chatos b'shabitz b'chutz avod chavim chayiv shalosh chatos. We said in the Braisa that a person shechs a korban chatos on Shabbos outside of the Azara, having in mind that it's l'shem Avodah Zarah, is chayv 3 chata'os. V'ukminan, and yesterday's daf we said, b'chata sa'of v'b'chatsi kanapagum, that it has to be talking about a chata sa'of, and where you only need shchitas simen echad, and, or malika simen echad as the case would be, and it's already chatsi kanapagum, so in that maisa kol shehu, everything is chal at the same time. But if it were not chatzi karnapagum, the very first moment, the very first slice through the beginning of the simen would already make it an avodah zarah, which already makes it something that's not yours, and then it's not going to be you're not going to have the ability to aser it any further. So it's not going to be a violation of shchutei chutz anymore. So time of the chatzi sof with the kulubad de'adoni kasyan. The only reason this worked is because it was a case of a chatzi sof where all the yisurim are coming at the same time. Aval zevach lo, but something that but a behema would the halach would not be the same. Via ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. But if you can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you anyway, ma'ir yichatas of afilu chatas be'manami. Then there should be no distinction between an of and a behema, as Rashi explains. Via ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo ma'ir yitoni of afilu behema nami da lo paka shem kadshim minei. It doesn't lose its shem kadshim if you don't have the ability to ask for something. It doesn't belong to you because this already belongs to Kachim. So what? The first incision already makes it avodah zara. fine, but I can't aser a behemas kachim to make it avodah zarah. And therefore, Rashi says, of course, you're still going to be chayiv mishum avodah zarah to become a gavav nadal mitzvah miflach palcha, even though you didn't aser it as an avodah zarah, because you can't make something that doesn't belong to you, aser mishum avodah zarah, but your action of an ovid avodah zarah is still going to be an action. But that's beside the point. The main point that we're trying to bring out over here is that if you can't aser davar she'en shalom, then even when it comes to a behema, which requires shchitas shnei simanim to be a violation of shchutei chutz, it should be a violation of shchutei chutz anyway, because it has not become an avodah zarah. It is still kachim, because you can't turn something that belongs to hagdish into an avodah zarah. Elamai, you see that a person does have the ability to aser davar she'en shalom. Says Gemara, no, this is different. Kivan de kanyale le kapara kedide danya. Since you purchased your carbon chatos to achieve kapara for yourself, it's considered as if it is yours, even though it's a behemas kachim. So says Gemara a second raya. Tashma. Bezochsin besakin. Our Mishnah said if two people are holding onto the knife, vishochtin, and they shech together, echod shomechod mikaleilu, one of them is having in mind the shem yam and aharos or harim or whatever, all these natural things, the echod shom dover kasher, and another is having in mind just a regular shchita, shchita supsula, the shchita is going to be pasul. And the implication is that even if the behema belongs to the guy who's just having in mind the stam shchita, and it doesn't belong to the guy who's having in mind the shem yam and haros and harim or harim or whatever, it's still going to be psula. Why? Because the person is able to be oser davar she'eino shalom. Says Marna, hachamei askinan, this is shutfus begava. No, here we're talking about a case where there is shutfus, where he has a partnership in the animal, they're both partners in the animal, and that's why he has the ability to aser it. But if he had no partnership in the animal, he would have no ability to aser it. Now there is a discussion. The Chidush Aran raises the question on the Gemara's Kasha over here that the Mishnah is not a raya that a person is aser davar she'eino shalom, because it could be that the shechita is possible for a more fundamental reason. A shechita's mumar is possible. So if one guy is shechting l'shem yamim unaharos or whatever, that makes him a mumar, and therefore the shechita is going to be possible because it wasn't done by a kasher or shochet. If you shecht the melechon mikaleilu, you're a mumar laval dezara. So the Ran suggests that you're a mumar laval dezara mikana lahaba, but not on this shechita itself. Meaning, if this is the first time you've ever expressed any deos as a mumar, so this shechita doesn't make you a mumar. It is only at the next shechita that will make you a mumar. So the only reason this shechita would be problematic is because adam oser davar she'eino shalom. Furthermore, the Ran suggests that if you're shochet the shem harim, it doesn't mean that you're having kavana to be oved harim. It means the shem refua or any divrei avai, whatever it is, whatever nonsense people believe, that if you shecht in this location, it will be a skula for this, that, or the other thing. Just like we had the tshuva that we saw about shechting by the matzevos and by in order to achieve whatever skula you think you're achieving. So that's the nonsense that it's talking about. But it's not necessarily avodah zarah, and if it's not avodah zarah, it's not going to make you a mumar. So that's how the Ran explains why it's not possible anyway, mishum shchitas mumar. Says the Gemara a third raya, tashma, hametame, vamedameya, vamenasech. Let's say you take your friend's produce and you are metame it, or you mix it in with truma, so you make it aser. Vamenasech, or you menasech your friend's wine, lavod zara. So b'shogeg pater, if you did it b'shogeg your pater, but b'mezid, chayiv. If you do it b'mezid, you're going to be chayiv, even though it's not yours. Apparently, you have the ability to aser davar she'eino shalom, because you are metame medame menasech, you're asering b'mezid, you're asering something that doesn't belong to you. Says Mar Hasanami, this is shutfus begava. That's also only talking about a case where you have some sort of shutfus in it. Well, wait a second. If you do these things b'mezid, you are menasech b'mezid, so you're going to be chayiv to pay. Whatever happened to the fact that you're doing avodah zarah and you chayiv misa for doing avodah zarah? And don't we have a principle called kam le b'drabmine, that whenever you incur two onshim simultaneously, you only get punished for the more severe one? So Rashi already deals with this question. In Dibra Masu Patam L'Shalim, a few lines in, Rashi writes, u'mishum de kam le b'drabmine lo mifter, you're not going to be pater from Kamalei Bidrabinei, because it's a special Knas Midrabanan, the Alpha Gav the Chayv Misum Shomavas Chavim, Vafilo Hisubo, the Law Mikil, Kaimalan Chayv Mis Shogun Ptur Milishalim, even though normally whenever you Chayv Misa, even if you only did the Aver B'Shogig, so you're not going to actually be Chayv Misa, we hold the Chayav Misa Shogigin are also Ptur Milishalim, you would still apply Kamalei Bidrabinei. Over here you're going to be chayiv even if you did receive hasra'a, and you are in fact going to be chayiv misa. The time of Maseches Gittin, we shot the agbehe al menas the osro mechayiv l'shluma mischayiv benafshal aviat shas nisuch, because it doesn't come simultaneously. The moment you pick it up, having in mind to be menasech, you've already asked it, and therefore incurred the chayiv mamon. The chayiv misa is only when you are actually Menasech. So the two chiyuvim do not come simultaneously. Since they don't come simultaneously, that's why it's we would not apply the principle of Kam Levi D'Rabinei. The Stipler in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Simul Chav Beis wonders why it is that Medamea is on this list. You know, when I'm Metame somebody else's things, I have changed them. I have changed their halachic status. When I'm Menasech, I have changed the halachic status of the wine. It used to not be wine of Avodah Zarah, now it's Yayin Shel Avodah Zarah. Midameya, I mix in chulin with truma. Okay, so the halacha is that Yisrael is not allowed to eat it because of the truma hamu'urav bo. There's truma that's mixed in there, so you have to sell it to a kohen. But the actual chulin is still chulin. It's just that I can't identify it. I haven't changed the chulin. I've just made it that I can't have it because of the truma. So okay, so but maybe since practically I can't have it, that's enough to say that it's called that you're going to be chayiv for the hezek. Says the stipler, no. No, because there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Tzadi Tesem and Beis, that tells us that if you make your friend's items suffik iser, that you're not considered a mazik. Meaning you made them suffik aser, so suffik daraisa, you made it a suffik nevela. So suffik daraisa l'chumra. So the guy can't eat it, practically. But you're also not going to be chayiv, because maybe it's not a nevela. Yeah, maybe no, but the bottom line is he can't eat it. But you see from there, that if you didn't fundamentally aser it, then you're not going to be chayiv to pay. So the here also asks the stapler, why is it that midameya, if you do it b'mezid, you're going to be chayiv? You didn't fundamentally change it. Practically, it's true. He can't eat it anymore. He's got to sell it to a kohen, and therefore it's not going to demand the same market price because there are fewer kohanim, and it's all about supply and demand. So yeah, practically it's going to cost him some, but it doesn't. But you haven't fundamentally changed it. So that's the kasha of the stipler. Ask the achronim work on that kasha a little bit. Anyway, back to our discussion now. So we have this machlokas whether Adam oser davar sheino shlo or not. Says Mar Kitanoi, maybe this is in fact a machlokas tanoim. Ovid chavim sheniseich. Yeno shall Yisrael shall lo b'fnei avodas chavim asra, that if an Ovid chavim is menasech a Jew's wine, not in front of an avodah zarah, but he's menasech the wine, he asers it. Rabbi Yehuda b'Seir, Rabbi Yehuda b'Bava matirin also mipnei shnei dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda b'Seir, Rabbi Yehuda b'Bava are matir for two reasons. Echad she'in menasin yayin el b'fnei avodas chavim. It's not really yayin nesach because nisuch only happens in front of an avodah zarah. So if it wasn't in front of an avodah zarah, we assume that that's not real yayin nesach. And then a second reason, v'echad she'achalomer lo lokali menasech. The guy can say to him, you can't aser my yayin. It's mine. You don't have the ability to aser my stuff. So an Ovid Chavim is menasech my yayin. It's not going to aser the yayin. Rav Nachman and Rav Amram Yitzchak Amri, Rav Nachman and Rav Amram Bar Yitzchak, who say, who we started with today, and they say, Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheino Shalom, they'll say, Afilu L'mad Yomar, Adam Oser Dover Sheino Shalom, Hani Milikuti. That even if you say, even the opinion over here that we just read, that a goy has the ability to aser your yayin, meaning we just tried to make it tali in this machlokas tanaim. So they're going to say no. Even the first sheet of the Tanakhama that we just quoted, that an ovid chavim that's menasech yeno shal yisrael shalom b'fnei of the chavim that asro. Yeah, we agree that a kuti has the ability to aser davar sheino shalom. That a goy has the ability to aser davar sheino shalom. Aval Yisrael letzuure kamechavein. If Yisrael is menasech your yayin, he's just trying to annoy you. He's not really doing l'avodah zarah, and therefore he doesn't. That's why he doesn't have the ability to aser davar she'eino shalom. Says Gemara, is that true? We're always going to assume that Yisrael is only letzuure kamechavein, and he doesn't really have in mind to aser two rayas. Tashma, Vezochsin Besakin Vishach Nechalushumech Mikalele Vechalushum Dover Lushum Dover Kasher Shritasopsula. We have our mission where two people are shechting together and one of them is having in mind Lushumech Mikalelu, so the halach is the Shchita is going to be puzzle, and that's talking about Israel. It's not talking about a kuti. So Hachamayskin and Yisrael Mumar. Yet somebody Yisrael, but it must be Yisrael Mumar, and Yisrael Mumar is dino kikuti. He has the same halacha as a kuti. Tashma, I'll bring you another raya. Hametame, v'metameya, v'menasech b'shogig patur b'mezid chayiv. That if Yisrael is metame, medameya, or menasech yiryayin, he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because he's asked it. He's not a kuti. I thought only a kuti can answer. Hachanami be Yisrael Mumar. No, must be talking about that it's Yisrael Mumar. Amalei Ravach, Brid Rav Leravashi, Hisru bo v'kibel alav hasra'a amai. What if you gave the guy hasra'a? You don't know this fellow to be Yisrael Mumar. As far as you know, he's a regular Jew. He's not a Mumar. And you give him hasra'a that you better not do this. You better not do this nisuch because that's an act of Avodah Zarah and you're not allowed to do Avodah Zarah. And he says, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. So now do we say that he's considered a Yisrael Mumar in that he has the ability to aser davar she'eino shalom? So Amalei, hiter atzmo lemisa karmit, ein lecha mumar gadol mizeh. Yeah, that's the very definition of a mumar. He says, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care that it's avodah zarah. Of course I will make him a mumar. And that will give him the ability to aser davar she'eino shalom. A couple of points over here. The Ramban writes in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Tesem Beis that there is no, even though we have this machlokas about Ovid Chavim Shnisech Yeno Shal Yisrael, the Ovid Chavim that's Menasech Liayin of the Yisrael, Shalob of Avodah Zarah, the machlokas is not in a case where the guy touches the Yeno Shal Yisrael. That's Asur Midrabanan Mishum Benoseim. The Chavim made a gzeira that if a guy touches the Yeno Shal Yisrael, it's going to be Asur. The whole din over here is when he was menasech without ever touching the yayin, that you can't aser mitzad etzem anisuch l'avodah zarah because of either ein adam osa davar she'eino shalom or it's not really l'avodah zarah, it's because it's not in front of an avodah zarah. But once he touches it, then all bets are off because then we have an issur d'rabbanan that a guy that touches yayin is going to aser. The Ran writes in this chidushim a little differently that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava were only matir midal raisa, but of course midrabbanan it's going to be aser. Meaning a guy can't go around pour, if a guy was pouring your wine is aser. I mean, we don't care about the fact that it's not menasech l'avodah zarah. That's a daraisa dikadin. But there's still a din d'rabbanan that if a guy touches your wine, it's going to be asur. So that's how the Ran explains that this whole discussion, this whole machlokas about the guy being menasech yayin is only on a daraisa level. On a d'rabbanan level, there's nothing to discuss. Of course, it's going to be asur. The Ritva is medayik from Rashi that Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael Baba were matir legami, even midrabbanan. Because it says that it's a mutal mokra afilu lovi kachav macher, so it sounds not like the chidush eran, but l'chora the pashas is like the chidush eran. That this is all discussing the sugya of yayin nesach, which is a particular dinda oraisa. But in a chinami on a drabbanan level, there's going to be problems anyway. Furthermore, the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, a separate ha'ara, the Rambam, the second paragraph of Hilchos Shechita writes, Ein adam Yisrael osur davar she'eino shalom, she'ein kavanaso ela letza'aro. That an adam Yisrael cannot ask for something that doesn't belong to him, because all he's doing is having in mind letza'aro. So all of the achronim are bothered by the kasha, the Plesi and the Achiezer, and others are bothered by the kasha, that l'chora, the Rambam is a stira, because the Gemara quotes the Shita of Rav Nachman, that if you're shochet behemas chaver l'avodah zarah, the reason you didn't make it aser is for two reasons. Number one, ein adam osur davar she'eino shalom, even al yedei ha'maisa. And second of all, even if you hold, yes, you can ask the davar she'eino shalom, al yedei ha'maisa, that's only by a goy. But in Yisrael, we assume he's only the tzu'urei kamachavim. So how could the Rambam say both reasons? If he passes like the first reason that Rav Nachman said, that in the most of davar she'eino shalom, al yedei ha'maisa, why does he have to say, she'en kavanosa ela letzaro? Even if he has kavana la'osro, he's not able to ask the davar she'eino shalom. Even if you know that he has kavana la'osro, it shouldn't work. And if he's passing like the second reason that Rav Nachman says, so why does he say Adam Osa Davar She'eino Shalom? Even if Adam Osa Davar She'eino Shalom, by Yisrael, we assume it's only Letzurei. So what in the world is the Rambam, is the Rambam's intention over here? So Rabbi Yonah Snipeshitz in the Plesi in Siman Dalet Sivkan Gimel explains based on how he explains the machlokes of Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman holds that midoraisa ain't the most of Shein Shalom at all. It's only midrabanan that you can ask Ali De Maisa. And since by Yisrael it's not muchrach that he's having kavana lesser, because it could be that he's only having kavana letzaro, the rabbanan would never go there unless we know for sure that his kavana is the iser, that his kavana is to ask the thing. So that's what the Rambam means. When the Rambam says, Ein Adam Yisrael also dover shein shalom, shalom is kavana letzaro, means since Ein Adam also dover shein shalom on a doraisa level, midrabanan, we always assume it's letzaro. But if he actually says that if we know that he's having kavana to asrit, then in a chinami, then adamosa davar she'enu shalom on a drabana level, then that would work. So that's how Rabbi Yonah Snipes explains how the Rambam must have understood, because otherwise it's going to be difficult. And then on this last point, where we said we give the guy hasra'a, and we tell him, you better not be menasek yayin because it's going to be avodah zara, and he says, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. So right then, he's a mumar, and everything, he has the ability to ask the davar she'enu shalom. So Rabbi Kiveger points out in his Chidush on the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea Simen Dalin on the Taz over there, that it sounds from the Beis Yosef that just by being mekabel d'asra'a, he's already become a mumar. Even if he ends up not doing that shechita l'avodah zara, that nisuch l'avodah zara, he then goes and asks something else later. So we've already established him as a mumar just by being mekabel that asra'a, even if he didn't violate that asra'a. Meaning you tell him, you better not check that l'avodah zara because it's a violation of an isra l'avodah zara. And he says, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyway. Then he walks away and he doesn't do it. Right, even that already makes him a mumar. The fact that he said, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyway, that it was mekabel, the asra'a. Others say, no, it's only if you actually did it that he's going to be considered a mumar. The achronim further distinguish that it's dafka be'avol d'zara and Shabbos that he becomes a mumar when he's mekabel the asra'a, because it's dafka those averos that make you a mumar. So from the moment you're mekabel the asra'a, you become a mumar, but averos that don't make you a mumar, it can't possibly be that Kabbalah's hasra'a for an avera is worse than the avera itself. So if it's about an avera that wouldn't label you as a mumar, there's no way that Kabbalah's hasra'a is going to make you a mumar. But Nachiezer, Chaim Moser, and Simon Hay points out that even by Michal Shabbos, you don't become a mumar just by Kabbalah's hasra'a. You have to do the Maisa avera in order to become a mumar. It's dafka be'avodah zara that we're saying that Kabbalah's hasra'a makes you a mumar. Why is it dafka? Because Shabbos is not asr b'machshava, meaning there's no isr of chil Shabbos when you have a machshava of chil Shabbos. Avodah zara is already asr machshava. It's a belief system that you believe that this is worthy of avoda. That itself is a violation of avodah zara. Machshavas avodah zara, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzar for lemaisa. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us it's just that if you didn't do a maisa, you're not going to be chayiv because we assume that your kavanah is not to be oved. But when a person is Oved Avodah Zarah, then it's Nisbar L'Mafreya that he was a Mumar already when he had that Machshava, as opposed to Bechil Shabbos. Machshavas Chil Shabbos is nothing. It's not Mitzarif L'Maisa at all. So that's the Chilik between perhaps Avodah Zarah on the one hand and Chil Shabbos on the other hand. Okay, new Mishnah. Ein Shochtin Lo L'Toch Yamim V'Lo L'Toch Naharos v'lolatoch kelim. You're not supposed to shecht an animal where the blood goes directly into the yam or into the nahar or into kelim, because the Gemara is going to explain, and Rashi points out the Gemara will explain the lolemu l'sara d'yam kashachid. We don't want people thinking that you're shechting to the sar of the yam. That's going to be a violation of marasa ayin. That's clear that it's an issue of marasa ayin. Now it happens to be that bizman hazeh, it's not the derech of Ovdei Avodah Zarah to do any of this stuff. So that's why the Rama writes in Yerodea Simen Yud Beis, bizman hazeh would be different. It would only be asur l'chadchila to do this as like a remnant of this Mishnah, of this old halacha, but really b'dieved it's not going to passel it anymore nowadays, because no one will think that you're doing Avodah Zarah because no one worships Avodah Zarah this way anymore. So in that sense, the halacha has changed. So in the Shevet HaLevi, in Chelek Tes, in Kuf Nun, someone wanted to know, can we even be matir bizman hazeh l'chadchila to be shochet l'toch hayam or l'toch hanahar, if you say beferish that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah Hashem, that you say I'm doing it l'shem tzivoy Hashem, so then you don't even have any concern of the maris ha'ayin, because it's clear that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah shechita. So the Shevet Levi says, no, there's no way that just a verbal declaration that it's l'shem mitzvah shechita could get around this iser, because every single shechita has a verbal declaration. It's called a birchas ha-mitzvah. You always say asher kishon l'sos v'tzivanu beforehand, and nevertheless they still asked to shech l'toch hayam because of maris ha'ayin. So it must be for whatever reason. It's a good kasha why that is, why it's maris ha'ayin. If you say you're doing, you say a bracha asher kishon l'sos v'tzivanu, you're saying a bracha to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a good kasha why that's maris ha'ayin, but clearly there were goes in Mishum maris ha'ayin even when you do have a verbal declaration, because they never came up with this heter that if you're saying a bracha that it's going to be okay. So anyway, ein shochtin lo toch yam lo toch naros lo toch kelim, you're not allowed to shecht into any of these things. Avol shochetu lo toch uga shamayim, but you can shecht into a swimming pool. Ubesvina al gabe kelim, and on a boat you can shecht on top of kelim. Ein shochtin leguma kol, meaning you shecht on top of kelim and then it rolls down, it slides down into the water outside of the boat. So you don't do it directly into the yam, but you also don't want to make the whole boat dirty and full of blood. So you do it on the back of kelim, and then it will slide down into the yam. Ein shochtin leguma kalik, you're not allowed to shecht into a hole at all. Aval also guma b'toch pesu b'shul sheikare sadam l'tocha. You can make a hole in your house and the blood can go in there. So the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. You just said no shechting into a guma kol ikur, and then we say, oh yeah, except if you do a hole in your house and then you can do it. So how do we resolve that? 2 days in the Gemara. U'b'shuk lo yasakein, but you can't do this in the shuk. Shul yichake es hatzdukim. So you're not yichake es hatzdukim. What does that mean? Says Rashi, yachzik yideyam b'chukoseyam. It's going to give them encouragement in their chukos, in their way of doing things. You're going to be encouraging them when you do things that are similar to them, and they're going to think that their practices are gaining momentum, and that they can perhaps change more things. This is quoted in tshuvas that you have in the beginning of the Reform Movement, or when the Reform Movement became very powerful, about certain things that may not be usher, but seem like a little bit of a nod to the Reform Movement. There's a tshuva in the Melamed Lahoel, or Chaim Simon Tezayin, where someone wanted to know, a rabbi wanted to know, that he was being pressured to bring musical instruments into the shul. So they made an absolute isur chamur, no musical instruments in Shabbos or Yantif. For sure not, you can't do that. That was one of the major pushes of the Reform, to have a non-Jew play musical instruments on Shabbos and Yantif to enhance the tefillah, to make the davening more exciting. So all of the Gedolei Olam, you know, said absolutely yes, sir, you can't do that. So this rabbi wanted to know, no, they're not even asking for that, just on a weekday. They want to have, whatever, a happy minyan where they're going to, Rosh Chodesh, right, that's the Inyan of Yom, people do this, that they're going to bring a guitar and they're going to dance around and they'll do, you know, they'll sing and dance during davening, and they'll have music playing during the davening. So Melamed Lahol says, our Rashi, he says there's this idea of Yichakes Hatzdukim, that if this is a push that's being made by the Reform Movement at that time, then they're going to take that as a victory, meaning by giving an inch they'll say, ah, today we got this and tomorrow we'll even get Shabbos, and then we'll get. So he says you're not allowed to do it for that reason, even though it would not be a technical violation of the halacha. Okay, says Gemara, ein shochtin lo l'toch. So we said you're not allowed to shecht into a yam or into a nahar or into kelim. So ma'ishal l'toch yam delo, d'armi l'sar d'yam kashachet. The reason you're not allowed to shecht into the yam is because people will think that you're shechting to the sar of the yam. L'toch ugu shlamayim nami amri l'babua kashachet. And you're not allowed to shecht, so therefore you shouldn't be allowed to shecht into a pool either, because it will look like you're shechting to the reflection. No, it's not going to look like you're shechting to the reflection, because there is no reflection. We're dealing with dirty water that doesn't have a reflection. So first of all, it sounds from the Gemara that the reason you don't shecht into the yam is because people will say that you are shochet l'saro shel yam. Now there are two ways to understand that. There are two separate surim. There's an issur called chashad, which is from v'yisim nikiyim yashem l'yisrael, that your person should be beyond reproach. People shouldn't think that you're doing an aveira. And there's an issur of Marasayin. Marasayin is a little different. Marasayin is not that people are going to think you're doing an Avera. People will think that if you're doing it, it's mutter, and therefore they'll come to mimic the behavior. What they think you're doing, even though you're not really doing, what they think you're doing is aser, and they'll come to think that that's mutter, so they'll come to do Averos. That's the issue of Maris Ha'ayin, right? Like if you have Chalav Shkedim, that's the example that Ramah has in Simen Pei Zayin. If you have Chalav Shkedim, you have almond milk, and people aren't familiar with the fact that there's such a thing as non-dairy creamer, they're going to see this white milk-looking thing that you're putting into your coffee right after you have a fleishig meal. So people are going to think, oh, that it's mutter to have almond milk right after, to have regular milk right after your fleishig meal, even though you're not doing the isser. That would be marasayin. So the Rosh Yosef has a suffix over here. What's this? Is this a gzeru mishum chashad that they're going to be choshe that you're over to have a dezara with the shkita, or is it marasayin that they're going to think that you've made this into a tekrovas avodazara, and that tekrovas avodazara is mutar b'achila, when in fact tekrovas avodazara is asr b'achila? So the Rosh Yosef brings a raya from the Gemara that the gzera has to be mishumar sa'ayin, because it says that they're going to say that you were shochet l'sar hayam. It doesn't say that you're going to that they're going to say that you shochet liyam atzmo. If the gzera was mishum chashad avodazara, even when you're shochet liyam, it's avodazari. It doesn't have to be l'sar shel yam. But if the gzera is mishamar sa'ayin, it could be that that's only shayich, that's only shayich when you shochet l'saro shel yam, but not when you shochet to the yam itself. Because the tekrovas hayam is not asr b'achila on a daraisa level. Tekrovas hayam is only going to be asr b'achila on a drabanan level. So because a yam is a natural body that you can't asr mishamavod zara, so it's tekrovas is only going to be asr on a drabanan level. So that would be considered a gzera l'gzera, as opposed to when you shochet l'saro shel yam, where the tekrovas is even asr on a daraisa level. The other interesting point over here is, what's the chashash? We said that, and why is it that you're allowed to shecht into a swimming pool? Everyone's going to say you're shechting to the reflection. What does that mean, you're shechting to the reflection? So Rashi explains that it looks like you're shechting to your actual reflection, that you're worshipping yourself, your actual reflection. Similar to the halacha, that you're not supposed to daven in front of a mirror, that it looks bad. It looks like you're davening to yourself, to the reflection in the mirror. However, the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos has a little different. He says, no one thinks you're worshipping yourself. No one, because you'd have to be insane to be worshipping yourself. No, it means that you're shochet to the koach that's sholet bitzuros, that there's some sort of koach that, or you believe there's some sort of koach that rules over the human image or the creation of the human image, and you are being shochet to that koach, but not that you're being shochet to yourself. That no one would ever think. So says Gemara Vayter now, Ein shochtem l'guma. We said that you're not allowed to be shochet to a guma, into a guma at all. And then we went on to say, and you can make a guma in your house and shecht, and the blood will go into it. V'amrit ein shochtem l'guma klal. But didn't we just say that you're not allowed to shecht into a guma at all? So machlokas, two deos. Amar Abaye, reisha b'guma shebashuk. That the reisha is talking about when it says you're not allowed to do it at all, that's to a guma in the shuk. In your house, it's a different story. Amar Rava, v'amid diktani sefer u'bishuk lo yasekein, but it's the next line of the Mishnah that first introduces the idea of the shuk, that you better not do this in the shuk. Mechal deresha lav b'shuk askinan. Sounds like up until that point, we're not talking about a guma in the shuk. We're talking about in your house. Ella amar Rava. Rava says you have to give a different answer. Hachikamar. Ein shokten luguma kol ikr. You're not allowed to shecht into a guma at all. But if you're trying to keep your chatzar clean, so you can do shecht and have the blood get all over your house, so what should you do? Osa makom chutz laguma. Make a small area right outside of the guma, v'shochet, and shecht into that, v'dam shoseis v'yored laguma. And the blood will drip down into the guma, so you're going to be shechting into like this pipe that's right outside of the guma, and then the blood will drip down into the guma. U'b'shuk l'yasekein sh'leyachakas tztukim. But in the shuk, you can't even do that, because the tztukim will take that as a sign that you are making a movement toward their daya. Tanya kavasei de Rava. We have a price that says exactly like Rava. Hay mahalich besvina. person's traveling on a boat, and there's nowhere on the boat to shaft, you could stick your hand outside of the airspace of the boat, shaft, and let the blood drip down the walls of the boat into the water. You cannot shaft into a guma. What should you do? Osa makom, you should make a makom chutz leguma v'shochet v'dam shosis v'yored leguma, exactly like Rava said. U'b'shuk le'yaskin mishum shenamer b'chuk haseim lo selechu. But you can't do this in the shuk because it's a violation b'chuk haseim lo selechu. V'masakin tzarech b'dika acharav. And if a person did this in the shuk, then we need to further investigate such a person who does such a thing in the shuk. There's machlok saposkim, if someone is shaft l'toch yamim unaharos ukelim, that is shechitas pasul, whether tzarech b'dika achrav applies to that as well, or is it dafka guma b'shuk that we say tzarech b'dika achrav? So that's just a question in pshat and how to understand that last line of the Gemara, that tzarech b'dika achrav. Says the Mishnah Vayter, hashochit l'shem olu l'shem zvachon l'shem hashem tali l'shem pesach l'shem toda shechitas upsul of Reb Shimon Machshir. We have machlokas tanaim, but Tanakama holds that if you shecht l'shem any one of the karbanos that is ba b'neder b'nedava, that a person is able to volunteer, the shechita is going to be pasul. Why is the shechita going to be pasul? Because it looks like you have been makdish that animal and you are being shochet pachut. So therefore is a violation of maris ha'ayin. But Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher, he's not worried about the maris ha'ayin. If two people are holding the knife and shechting, one of them for any of these karbanos v'echlashem davar kasher, shechitas upsula, shechitas still going to be possible. Now, on the other hand, hashokhe l'shem chatos, l'shem asham, vadai, l'shem b'chor, l'shem maisu, l'shem tumura, shechitas upsheira. L'shem any one of the karbanos that is not ba b'neder and davar, that you can only bring when you're mechuyev to bring it, the shechita is going to be kasher. Is it because no one is going to assume that you are now being makdishit l'shem that purpose, because you can't be makdishit l'shem that purpose unless you're a chayiv in it. Zaklal. Kaldav shenidav nidav hashok l'shmo aser. V'sheinu nidav nidav hashok l'shmo kasher. Anything that's bab b'neder and dava, if you shech l'shmo, it's going to be aser. If it's not bab b'neder and dava, you shech l'shmo, it's going to be kasher. Hashok l'shem ola asham tali bar nidav v'nidavu. Amrav Yochanan is asham tali, meaning on the list of things that are brought b'neder and dava, we had asham tali. So ask the Gemara, asham tali bar nidav v'nidavu. So Amrav, can you bring an asham tali as a neder and a dava? Asham tali is only if you violated a suffik iser. You ate something, it was suffik chelev, suffik shuman, you're not sure what it was. But if you had no event that happened that brought about any suffik in your mind that you violated an iser, you can't just be menadev and asham tali. Says Maria, yeah, you can. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Haman Rabbi Lazri, Dam Sandav Adam Asham Tali, Bechol Yom. He holds that you can bring an asham tali every day, because every day there's some situation that probably arises. Pesach bar nidav nidavu zmana kaviyale. How can you say that a korban Pesach is on the list of things that are bab neder and dava? You can only bring korban Pesach and erev Pesach. Am ravoshi a shiny Pesach all of our shasa kol hashana kula. Yeah, but you could be a mafresh korban Pesach any day. You can only bring it on erev Pesach. Am ravi ani l'shanu el tmimin. All of this is only if the animal did not have a mum. Aval bali mum and made the yadia. But a bal mum, everyone's going to realize that it's not really a korban. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu bali mum and nami zimnin de ramile midi amuma v'lo yadia. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if it's a bal mum, sometimes there will be something covering the mum. People won't realize that it's a bal mum, and there's still going to be choshed. There's still going to be a violation of maris ha'ayin. Hashokhid l'shem chatos, a person shechts l'shem, we said chatos or anything that's not bab neder nedava. That's only if you're not chayiv chatos, so you can't make this animal chatos. But if you are mechuyev chatos, then we will assume that you're doing this l'shem your kamer chatos. I v'lo kamer l'shem chatosi, but you didn't say it's l'shem my chatos. On Rabbi Avo, yeah, you did. But omer l'shem chatosi, we make an ukimta that you said l'shem chatosi. L'shem tmura, omer blazo l'shem l'shem lo zevach b'toch peso. When do we assume that l'shem tmura is a meaningless statement and it's not going to be maris ayin? If you don't have a carbon to exchange it for in your house. But if you have a carbon in your house, maybe you are making a tmura. But you didn't make it personal and say, this is for the tmura of my zavach in my house. Yes, you did. We make a nukimta. That's what you said. Zaklal, lasuye mai. What are we coming to include when we add zaklal, that anything is bab nadir and dava, that it's going to be asur? Lasuye olas nazir. To include even an olas nazir. Demal de tema holo nadar, ema nadar bitsina. One might say that, no, this guy's not a nazir, so why would I think this is an olas nazir? No, you have to assume that he took the nadar bitsina. Vishainu nidar benidav lasuye. Olas Yeledas. When we say that that which is Eino Nidav V'Nidav is going to be Shomchit L'Shmol is going to be Kasher, so what's that coming to include? That's coming to include an Olas Yeledas, which can only be when you're Chayiv an Olas Yeledas. Amar Rav Elazar L'Shono L'Shein Lo'isha. That's only if a guy doesn't have a wife. Avol Yesh Lo'isha Eim L'Shmol Lo'osa. But if he has a wife, we have to assume that he's doing it for her. Avalok Amar L'Shein Olas Ishti. So Amar Rav Yavo Ba'amar L'Shein Olas Ishti. You have to make such an Ukimta that he's saying L'Shein Olas Ishti. Well, Pshita, isn't it obvious that this is going to be the halacha? So that if he has a wife, that it's going to be a problem, that everyone's going to think that that's what he's doing? Says Gemara, not so obvious at all. I might have thought that if his wife had a baby, it would have been in the announcements. We would have known about this. Everyone would have been wishing him mazel tov. The world would know. So I'm not going to assume that his wife had a baby. You have to realize that a carbon of a yeledus is brought after a miscarriage. They don't put that in the announcements, and they don't walk around telling people about that. So you always have to be choshesh that maybe he's really doing it l'shem a carbon yeledus. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Eli Treifas.